It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen Spring Listener Festival, a series of tasty listener essays on the theme, This I Believe. This I Believe is an essay contest inspired by Edward Murrow, the great American radio journalist. Every evening on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guides his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
I hope you'll be inspired by these essays to reflect on what you believe and to send it to the Sound Kitchen. I'll call you and we'll record it over the phone and you'll win an RFI wireless computer mouse. Today's essay is by Gilles Cormon. It first aired in December 2010.
I believe life is mainly and fundamentally nonsense. And that is the greatness and the tragedy of it. It is tragic because this existential void, when faced too brutally, leads to despair, suicidal tendencies, and even worse, religion. As a former fervent Catholic who has gone through 15 years of psychoanalysis, I can testify that religions, and I mean all of them, are nothing but the most ancient, ambitious, and performing existential therapy ever created by man. It is fundamentally absurd. And this absurdity has generated the most beautiful and the most horrible social phenomenons, religious wars and philosophies, humanism. As far as I'm concerned, I understood Jesus was a man of love and in solidarity with the poorest. And that resulted in me, son of two good old Catholic right-wingers, being a shamelessly left-wing atheistic integrist. The nonsense of life, which can be such a painful experience, is also a fundamental source of creativity, as it pushes us to find our own way and reason to be, which is a desperate cause, that is, a beautiful one. Again, that leads to the worst aspect of man, such as self-reproduction, okay, I mean nothing, but maybe my kids will, greed, or the constant struggle for power. But it is also the source of all forms of humor, from Jewish to British, and that, my fellow brothers and sisters, is in itself sufficient reason to face day after day the senseless process of life. And thank God, I love it. So make no mistake, I'm not a nihilist at all. Many things in life make sense. Loving and making love makes sense. Political engagement makes sense. Acting makes sense. Dancing makes sense. Drinking good wine makes sense. Traveling makes sense. Literature and the arts make sense. In short, all that we do for our own good or for the good of others, and in a spirit of gratuity, makes sense. It is just life as a whole that doesn't make sense. Why am I? Why did I appear on Earth? With what goal? And why am I working in an office wearing a suit? Stop thinking. There's no answer to it. And that is the most liberating statement one can make. We are the result of a highly complex and unpredictable set of circumstances. So we have no dedicated mission on Earth, and therefore no fundamental duty and guilt. We are just here to represent one configuration of the human being and be part of the infinitely diverse universality of the humankind. So let's live the senseless process of life passionately, trying as much as possible to express what we are and feel. That's all I expect from life, and that is a lot. Oh no, I would also like to meet, once in my life, a creationist. Just for the pleasure of contemplating pure stupidity and self-alienation.
Gilles Cormon used to be 38 years old. Before that, he reminds me, he was even younger. Gilles lives in Paris, but as he said, what does that matter? He asked me to play A Forest by The Cure. Here you are, my dear Gilles. May your twisted sense of humor never fade.